Have you ever got involved internationally yourself?
Yes, I did a lot later on, when my children were a lot older. The late 80s, I sort of took a bit of a back seat in Worthing, because I was fed up of sitting around with meetings not really going anywhere and everyone focusing on the minutiae of how many pints of milk we'd need for the next event. So I also wanted to do a master's at the local university. So I took a back seat, and at that point also in time, I moved to Leicester. And of course then I was starting a new life and getting the boys in school and everything. And I wasn't able to travel to London so easily, because this is another issue in our section, in that everything is always very London-centric, although we have branches round and about. Really, you only get to operate on a Wilf voice if you live in or near London, and or can travel, because you don't have family commitments, and have the money to do so. So I've always felt a bit left out of the representation when I felt I could have done so much more. But when you're a working person, you're not available in the times of day when other working people are having their important meetings in London.
You're telling us about your international work.
Yes, so really, I sort of got involved again around about late 90s on a mid to late 90s on in the section, because I could find a way to sometimes affording my fare to London. And when we had an issue around whether the section should continue or not in its current form, and it was decided that we would, then I said I would offer to do something, which I did. And then shortly after that, I think I got involved as the IB member. And since then, I've been to a number of IBs and Congress meetings. But I have felt it's always been very difficult in our section to make the connection between the local and the international. I really don't understand this. I think it must be maybe something to do with the so-called British-centric way that people generally see the world from this country. It's a bit like us and them.